Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Martin Holland is here. Martin's a new friend, but not for long. He's an award-winning business coach. He's the co-host of Cashflow Contractor. It's an outstanding podcast. He's the author of a new book called The Profit Problem. They say I make money, so why don't I have any? I know that's the constant lament many of you have out there. He's our new friend, Martin Holland. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. It's awesome. One of the things that I remind people about is, and I want you to help me develop it a little bit today, is that you can't survive from today to tomorrow without cash, but you can survive from today to tomorrow without profit. But you can't survive. You can't survive from this year till 5 years from now without profit. You gotta manage where you're differentiating those two, don't you?
They're related subjects, but they're completely different. I sold a company to a hedge fund, and the hedge fund manager made a statement. He said, if profit and sales were food and water, cash would be oxygen.
That's right.
And then in my book, I developed the concept of the purpose of business. And there are an infinite number of subjective reasons to be in business. It can be to do good. It can just be because you want a sense of accomplishment. It can be because you don't want to work for somebody else. Whatever. There are an infinite number of reasons. There's only one subjective or objective reason to be in business, and it's true for every business, and it is to turn cash into more cash. It is not to get sales. It is not to make a profit. I've had over 320 business clients, and if you're sitting with a new business client or most business clients, they'll talk about getting sales. Sales is the topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. Sales are meaningless if they don't bring with them margins, which give you the potential for profit.
That's right.
And profits are meaningless if you don't collect them.
Here's the scenario that amplifies in the story what you just said. You walk down the street and you see somebody who looks like they're homeless, and you say, George, I saw you 6 months ago, and you told me you had more customers and you knew what to do with. What's going on? He said, and George says, I lost my company. I thought I was doing great, but I didn't. I succeeded myself right out of business. It was because he didn't do what you just said.
Right. And
he got the sales, but he didn't collect the money.
Right. Well, that's just briefly, when I meet new business clients, we cycle through what I also talk about, the four fundamentals of business. And these also are true for every single business. Every business deals with these four things. And they are guiding the business, getting the business, doing the business, and administering the business. Guiding is leadership, vision, having a culture, it's goals, it's holding people accountable, it's those things. Getting the business is marketing and sales. Doing the business is producing whatever you produce, sale, product or service. And administration is everything else. And when I talk to small business clients, I say administrative matters are all those things you had never even heard of when you began business.
Mm-hmm.
And any business to succeed has to at least deal with those things. And to thrive, it has to be at least good in all four areas.
Well, that's where the people who really do well are the ones who learn how to delegate. They learn how to fire themselves from jobs they don't have to do anymore and promote themselves to jobs that only they can do. And then when they do that, they get farther away from those things that don't necessarily put rocks in the box. What do you think?
I agree with that 100%. business owners who succeed reach a point of sophistication when they realize that adding qualified people is not an expense, it's an investment.
That's right.
And that's almost a cliche to say it, but it's a cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. And when they're really small or really not developed yet, even if you have a lot of sales and you've got a good business, it's when you reach that point that hiring and bringing on good people and letting go of it, otherwise you're perpetually limited by your personal capacity to get.
You're 100% extension of yourself when you without those people.
Yeah.
And that investment you're talking about, that investment you're talking about isn't an investment in the company. It's an investment in you, the CEO.
Absolutely. The other thing about it is you're not likely to be good at all those things.
Right.
Most business owners are good at one of those four things, and that's the doing part. It's mm-hmm. why they started business. It's what mm-hmm. they know.
It's the product.
The rest of this stuff is all, maybe they've heard of it, maybe not.
Right, right. No, exactly. And the sooner they realize that what you just said, the more that they realize that, and there's another thing you have to do. If you're gonna get to where you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, this is where you realize that you can't seek perfection. If you're gonna delegate, you've got to seek excellence, because perfection will prevent you from delegating. If you seek perfection, you'll never get out of your tracks. What do you think?
My dad was an engineer, and he used to say, there's nothing flat, nothing round, and nothing square. So you can make it look as much as you want, but if you keep going, there's nothing flat, nothing yeah. round, and nothing square. So
yeah. How many times have you made something, and it was and you looked at it, and it was actually working, it was going to work, but you said, no, I think I can push that just a little bit farther and make it perfect, and then when you push it, it falls apart. The whole thing falls apart. How many times have you done that?
Yeah, that's as common as dirt, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we go to a break, I want you to remind people of those four things.
Guiding the business, getting the business, doing the business, and administering the business.
Folks, take that down. Write that down. That's going to be on the test. Martin, tell them where they can find the book and find you online.
It's on Amazon.com, and the name is The Profit Problem. They say I make money, so why don't I have any? And my website is www.anneelbc.com, and that's AnneelBC.com.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. Come right back with our new friend Martin Holland and talk some more about this after the break. 20 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 after the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.